Trump campaign rips Kamala Harris's Medicare for All flip-flop, she needs to speak for herself. By Wendell Hasebo on August 14, 2024. The Trump campaign slammed Vice President Kamala Harris on Wednesday for allegedly flip-flopping on her support of socialist Senator Bernie Sanders' IVT, Medicare for All legislation in 2019. Harris allegedly does not support the legislation anymore, according to an anonymous campaign aide. Neither Harris nor campaign aides have yet to fully embrace the changed policy positions in on-the-record public statements, raising speculation that she still supports the policy. Harris's record runs counter to the alleged backtracking. Harris said she was a proud co-sponsor of the Medicare for All Act. Harris admitted, "I've always supported Medicare for All and I give credit to Bernie Sanders." Harris backed enrolling illegal immigrants in Medicare. Harris fully embraced Medicare for All single-payer health insurance at a CNN town hall Monday and said she's willing to end private insurance to make it happen, CNN reported in 2019. The Trump campaign's national press secretary Caroline Leavitt ripped Harris for the alleged flip-flop in a statement. Kamala Harris spokespeople are once again alleging she has flip-flopped on her positions, this time saying she no longer supports socialist Medicare for All. Kamala needs to stop insulting the intelligence of voters and speak for herself to explain why she is running from every liberal policy she has ever supported. The mainstream media needs to stop being complicit in her lies and demand answers. Kamala co-sponsored the Medicare for All Act and supported enrolling illegal immigrants in Medicare, forcing hard-working American taxpayers to foot their health care bills. As for President Trump, he has remained consistent in his promise to bring down health care costs for hard-working American families. In 2019, Harris co-sponsored Sanders' Medicare for All proposal, which would further turn the United States health care system into a more European-style scheme. The bill would lead to the elimination of private health insurance, delays in care, and threats to the Medicare program itself, the Senate Budget Committee found in 2022. There is no scenario in which Americans pay nothing and receive the same level of care they are receiving today. Medicare for All means higher taxes and disruption in care for the majority of Americans. The CBO analysis is clear that cost savings are achieved only if provider reimbursement is cut or utilization is reduced. Emphasis in original. According to a poll conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, a majority of Americans oppose Medicare for All when they find out it means higher taxes, the elimination of private health insurance, delays in care and threatens the current Medicare program, the Senate Budget Committee pointed out in 2022. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.